You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
And this is the Dom and Jeremy show here at Denver's Mix 100. It's time for a trending report. We'll start off with some sports. We don't know how it happened, but the Rockies did it again. They won another road game. They beat the Braves in extra innings. They're going to try to do something that a few weeks ago we would have considered damn near impossible. They could actually sweep a road series, and it's against a first-place team.
Wow.
When they square off against the Braves again today. Very early game for us. Denver time, it'll start at 10:20, I think.
They must have hired some sort of like motivational speaker or somebody to come in and give these guys pep talks and daily affirmations. And
yeah.
You know, because they're doing really good now.
Maybe they hired that sports psychologist from the Ted Lasso series.
Right, yes.
She came in.
Look it up, people.
Look it up. Also, a quick sports note, and this is kind of interesting. The first ever woman has been named to handle full-time television play-by-play duties for a major men's professional sports team.
Why not? Good.
Her name is Lisa Byington. She will be the new television play-by-play announcer for the Milwaukee Bucks basketball team. And they're the world champions right now.
Good.
So the guy who had been doing it for them had been their TV play-by-play guy for 35 years.
It's time then.
He finally hung it up. And, you know, he picked the right time to hang it up. They won the championship. And now, good for Lisa Byington.
Yeah, right on.
The Toy Hall of Fame has put out, Jeremy, their latest nominations.
Oh, I've been perusing it, buddy.
Let's see.
Toys.
American Girl Dolls. The Fisher-Price Corn Popper.
You're a corn popper. Cabbage Patch Kids are on there.
The Toy Fire Engine.
Josh, our producer, came walking in a little bit ago. He's like, I bet you were one of those kids growing up that had a Cabbage Patch Kid. And I go, as a matter of fact, I was. When they really popped, you know, like back in the 80s, my mom and my grandma went out and bought Cabbage Patch dolls for all the kids and grandkids that looked like us. So I got this goofy little blonde boy, you know, and my sister got one that looked like her. And
you played with dolls? Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Nice disclaimer. Yeah, I had it.
I mean,
around.
I had a G.I. Joe. Does that count as playing with dolls?
It does, actually. Okay. Years later, I ended up chopping the head off that Cabbage Patch doll and drilling holes into it and putting firecrackers in the head of it because it was hollow. Mm-hmm. And then you'd light them and it sounded really cool. So that's what happened to the Cabbage Patch Kid.
Did your mother ever buy you that doll that looks like the kid? Like
my buddy?
My little twin?
My buddy?
My buddy?
My buddy and me. Yeah.
So they make a doll that looks like the child, right?
I think it was something like that, yeah. Yeah, I had that.
Creepy.
I had My Pet Monster. Mm. I see Masters of the Universe is on the list. Why isn't that not in the Toy Hall of Fame yet? Mm. This is the year.
Think this will be the year?
I see Sand is also on the list.
Sand. They're putting Sand because kids play in sandboxes, don't you know?
And the pinatas on there.
A couple of games, Battleship and Risk.
Not one mention of razor blades and pop bottle rockets.
Razor blades. what else have I got for you? Rolling Stone magazine likes to push people's buttons. They really do. So they always put out these lists of what's the greatest this and the greatest that. And about 17 years ago, they put out a list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. They said, these are the greatest. So now, 17 years later, they have redone the list. They've updated it for the year 2021. And the new, according to Rolling Stone magazine, greatest song of all time.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
No, it's actually Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, right.
Another One Rides the Bus.
Wouldn't that be great if it was?
No, it is.
No, it's not. Oh. Shut up.
The number one greatest song of all time, according to Rolling Stone, is The Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me.
That's a good song.
They put Respect as the number one.
Do you have top five?
Fight the Power by Public Enemy is number two. I don't know that one. Sam Cooke's A Change Is Gonna Come is considered the third greatest song of all time.
I don't know that one.
Bob Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone is number four.
That's a good one.
No, it's not. And Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit.
There's one I know. All right. That's a dumb list.
The Beatles, their top one on here is number 7, Strawberry Fields Forever.
Really?
Let me take you down. They took Imagine by John Lennon and dropped it all the way to number 19. I don't understand.
That's an iconic song.
What else is trending?
It's National Guacamole Day. Get you some of that and rub
How
it all over your
belly. How can I not like avocados, but I like guacamole?
Well, you doctor up the guacamole. You put a little, you know, salsa in it, a little salt and pepper, and mush it all together. And the chips help disguise the flavor of it.
I like all the spicy guacamoles out there.
Do you know the guac trick to keep it from browning?
Did you squeeze something in there, like lemon juice?
No, you take the avocado pit and you put it in the bowl with the guacamole, and you leave the pit in there, and something about that keeps it from browning.
So it feels like it's still got its mommy
it's
with it?
It's still like it's a little home, yeah. So just don't scoop that up on your chip and try to eat it. Britney Spears is sending a, quote, powerful message, according to this story, by deleting her Instagram account yesterday. Sources say she's happy, she's in a great place, and silence can be a powerful thing and a powerful message. And another insider confirmed that this was her decision.
How many followers did she have?
Yep.
Okay.
A lot. I'm one of them.
Not anymore.
She was starting to post some really weird stuff. Like, there was, like, she was dancing in her underwear, and she was doing all this topless stuff.
No wonder you were following her.
No, I'm not a pervert. I liked Brit growing up. Mm-hmm. So anyway, she's off Instagram right now. She tweeted that she's just taking a break. She's going to come back soon. So
let me ask you a question about that. If you have, let's say, 100 million followers and you delete, do you start back over at zero?
That's what I was thinking. Or can you redo it?
Because maybe it's just on hold.
I don't know, dude.
Who cares?
Who cares? Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart are back for a Halloween special. It's on that goofy Peacock network. Snoop and Martha's Very Tasty Halloween. It's going to put some bakers against each other. They're going to create some over-the-top, full-sensory cakes or whatever.
Bakers. Well, Snoop Dogg is baked.
He's baked, buddy. So anyway, that's coming October 14th to the Peacock network. Couple big TikTok trends floating around this morning. I know Cherry Creek School District was having a problem with this one. It's the bathroom challenge where kids are encouraged to steal stuff from their school's bathroom.
Oh.
It's hashtagged bathroom challenge. And we're not just talking like TP. The bigger, the better. So soap dispensers are disappearing. Toilet seats are gone.
Kids.
Dryers. Bathroom stall doors are disappearing. And it's the goofy challenge on TikTok, which could probably land you in jail, I would imagine, if you're stealing toilet seats. And the second one is coming from British authorities. They're warning shop owners in the UK not to sell large quantities of baked beans to kids because there's a new TikTok trend called beaning, or hashtag bean bandits.
Beaning.
Where all these kids are buying a bunch of cans of beans, and then they go out and they smear them all over driveways, houses, doorsteps, cars, your kid's sister, whatever's available.
Little vandals.
They're spreading beans all over everything, so they're urging local shop workers to keep an eye out. If some teens come rolling in and buy 50 cans of beans, they're up to no good, Dom. No good at all. Let's do clickbait. Facebook's where you can find us, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. This is a funny video today. If you dislike cats, we'll see if you dislike them as much as this parrot does. It's a video of a parrot that is yelling at the family cat every time it meows. He swears at the cat and tells the cat to shut up. How could you not click on that today?
That's funny.
The cursing parrot on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
And there you go. That is what's trending now. Here with your boys in the morning. The Dom and Jeremy Show at Mix 100.